City of Willow's City Council meeting for Tuesday, July 28th, 2015. If you haven't picked one up, there's agendas on the table by the back. Barbara, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance tonight?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Barbara. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Yoder.
Here.
Councilmember Dahl.
Here.
Vice Mayor Hanson.
Here.
Mayor Lindigan.
Here. Thank you. Next item, agenda review. Any changes by staff on tonight's agenda?
None from staff, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you. Any changes by council on tonight's agenda?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
If not, I'll look for a motion to approve as presented.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Vice Mayor Hanson, second by Councilmember Yoder, to approve the agenda as presented. Any further discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item, we have a presentation tonight by Barbara LaDozier of the American Legion Auxiliary. She has a certificate of appreciation to present to the council. This is nice. Usually we're handing them out. So.
I'm a little late this year, though. I usually do it in June right after coffee days, but I'm a little late.
Would you like to step to the council, or to the microphone?
No.
That don't surprise me.
And first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for what they do for us as far as allowing us and giving us permission to do what we do every year. Without the community's help, we couldn't get done. But anyway, certificate of appreciation. This certificate of appreciation is gratefully presented to the City Council and the citizens of Willow in recognition and sincere appreciation of outstanding service and assistance which contributed to the advancement of the American Legion Auxiliary program and activities dedicated to God and country, presented by Jefferson L. Lynn, Unit 98, Barclay, California, signed this day, July 28, 2015, Secretary Dory Gavin and President Barbara LaDozier. Thank you.
Skip. How about if we get the council members down the park and we get a picture? And then we'll touch it up.
Skip. Skip came especially because he had a camera. He's all right.
I didn't know I had a real camera.
Oh, come on, smile. There we go. Next item, public comment, written communications. This is an opportunity for members of the public wishing to address the council on any item not on tonight's agenda. Now's your opportunity to come forward and speak. So, if anyone has anything to talk about that's not on tonight's agenda, please come forward to the microphone, and if you would like to, please state your name. Hi, Vince. Nice to see you again.
Mayor, council, staff. I'm here as your representative to the Glynn County Mosquito and Vector Control District. I just wanted to give you a little update, and I guess to start off with is there are a lot of mosquitoes carrying the virus in this county at this time. So far we have 3 human cases in the county, Willows, Artois, and Orleans, so it's not any place specific. It seems to be throughout the county. In Butte County, they have 5 human cases pending. 2 have been confirmed so far this year. So they're running wild. And there was a recent death in Nevada County. 3 of the 10 sentinel chickens that we have converted to West Nile virus. 2 in Willows, 1 in Orland. And they're checked every 2 weeks. So far we've had 3 of the 10. I was informed that by the end of the year, all 10 of them typically have the virus within them. The district has 40 mosquito ponds that it checks periodically, and just recently, 14 of those 40 tested positive for West Nile virus. Those pools are spread out throughout the county: Butte City, Artois, Willows, Bayless, Hamilton City, Orland, Ord Bend. So it's a pretty broad spectrum of our county being affected right now. The district starts spraying around the county in late June, doing it once a week. They're now doing enhanced spraying where they do it two times a week. I noticed they were in Willows last night. And what they do is typically they do the city, and then they do the county. That way it drives them out into the county, and then they get them out there. If they do the county first, they all end up into the city as they're driven in. Spraying depends on a couple of things. They can't have too much wind, and they can't have too little wind. They don't want to go down the road spraying and it falls right on the street. So they got a 1 to 10 mile hour wind velocity that they have to spray. And there has to be an inversion layer. It's got to be cooler down below, hotter up above, so it pulls the particulate up in the air. So, and they can only spray so much around humans, and two times a week seems to be about the max that they can do. So if anybody's wondering how come they don't do it more often, well, they can't with the chemicals that they spray. Running low on mosquito fish, a lot of counties are buying it. We harvest them here and grow them, a little extra income for the district, and they're running low on that right now due to the other county's needs. So a lot of activity going on. Just wanted to give you a little update and fight the bite. Wear the spray, go outside. Remember the four Ds, I just saw it in the news again, but DEET, dawn to dusk, and there's two more.
Okay.
Google it.
There's two that I know, I'll put it that way. So, thank you very much. Glad to be your representative. It's quite an interesting committee with the stuff that's going on. You think all they do is spray? No, there's activities all over the county as far as their fish, their testing, the dead birds brought in and tested, so, and harvesting of the fish. So they do quite a bit, so it's quite interesting. Thanks again for your vote of confidence to be on the committee.
Well, thank you.
Good info, Vince. Thank you.
Anyone else from the public wishing to address us tonight? No? Okay, let's move on.
One more thing.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
One more thing.
It's a short meeting tonight anyways.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Just for your information, I know I sat up there quite a few years, and I know some other people have sat out here at this spot. And depending on the circumstances and why they're here, this can be quite an intimidating little seat to sit in. You're down low, you're looking up, and everything else. I would really like to see the city council consider having a standing podium where people can stand and address you at eye level. I think it would mean more to the audience and more to everybody else if you had something available to do that. Makes it a little more accommodating. Just a recommendation.
Yeah, good idea.
Guess we'll delegate that to Public Works, huh?
Yeah, it looks like that would be a pretty simple modification to make.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been on both sides, and it can be, even at the supervisors, even though you may know all the supervisors, even at the standing podium, it can be intimidating. But that's what we want up here, right?
We can make it the Vince Holvig podium.
Huh?
Skeeter.
Skeeter.
Skeeter's pulpit.
All right. Anybody else for public comment tonight? All right, moving on, consent agenda. We have five items on the consent agenda: the general checking, payroll checks, and payroll direct deposit. We have the June 23rd city council meeting minutes. We have the allocation from the county for library funding for Willows, Bayless, and Elk Creek. We have a second reading of two ordinances. I'll let you read that on the agenda packet. So, what's the pleasure of the council? Any questions on the consent agenda?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
If not, I'll look for a motion to approve as presented.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the consent agenda be approved as presented.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Vice Mayor Hanson, second by Councilmember Mello, to approve the consent agenda as presented. Any further discussion?
Nope.
If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Consent agenda passes 5-0. Next item. All right, we're coming up to a public hearing tonight on weed abatement. We'll have a staff report first, and then we will go to the public portion of the weed abatement. So, Steve, I'll let you start off and probably hand it off, huh?
Well, I will turn it over to Chief Peabody. This is a program that's run pretty much almost exclusively by the fire department, so.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of the council,
On April 28th of this year, City Council adopted a resolution declaring weeds and rubbish refuge in the public nuisance. City Department made quite a few surveys throughout town, Captain Sykes has, and we've noticed the property owners that they must remove the nuisances from within the city, or we would take care of it for them and build the property order accordingly. In accordance with California Administrative Code, a hearing is required prior to the adoption of the attached resolution confirming the cost of the weed abatement and declaring those a lien against the properties. The purpose of the hearing tonight is just the cost of the abatement. The abatement had been ordered on the May 26th meeting, so tonight is just the cost of the abatement. And so with that, this is a public hearing, and upon the conclusion of the public hearing, consider adoption of the attached resolution confirming the cost of the abatement and declare them a special assessment.
Okay, thank you, Wayne. Do you have questions for staff by council?
No questions, Mr. Mayor.
No, none yet.
Not at this time. Okay, Jeff, you have any questions?
Not yet.
Larry, any questions for staff?
Just, I have a question. Just when the announcement for abatement comes up to a property owner, when was that notice, what date did that notice go out?
We would have, let me get the...
Or it doesn't have to be exact.
Hang on here. We... Thank you. April 28th is when the council started the process. We had already done our original survey, and that's the list of, I don't know, close to 500 properties, and those properties were noticed. We sent them out on April 29th after the that meeting.
So a property owner could come up to you anytime during that time and communicate with you, talk about issues they have about doing abatement and stuff like that, right?
Absolutely.
And sometimes you do waivers, right? You extend the days that someone has to get a job.
We try to make sure that we accommodate and let people take care of their own situation before we have to take care of it.
Right. So you give them pretty much all the opportunity you can.
Absolutely. We've even had a contractor at a house and pulled the contractor off and sent him to do other work and then come back.
Okay.
Anything else, Larry?
That's it.
Any other questions for staff then?
Not this time.
All right. Now we come to the public input portion of the hearing. Since this is a public hearing, it is being recorded and is subject to possible review by the courts, if that isn't intimidating enough. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly into the microphone. So if there's anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or opinions or statements which are relevant to the issues being heard, please step forward to the microphone and state your name for the record. Hi there.
Well, my name's David Conley, and I'm here about the billing. And I came home, and my backyard was taken care of. And part of my tree that I fell, they removed my tree. And all it said on the abatement thing was the front yard, and they went into my backyard. And you have one of my letters, and we had a problem with somebody stealing my fence. Because I put stuff in the backyard at one time, and then I come back, and I didn't know that a person can walk into my backyard at the time. And the wood was for my son for the firewood. And I couldn't believe the billing, because I didn't think they should have been in my backyard at the time, because I already cleaned the front yard up, part of it. And I have pictures of the front, and where the fence was disappeared. Somebody came and stole it. And I don't know how they justify front or side, whatever. And this is the side, and you can see back here where the fence was gone, and then the partial where the tree is starting to grow back again. I haven't poisoned yet, and all the brush was gone because I had my grandsons help me take it off. And then all of a sudden I just found out that, and then I get a bill for $700 and some dollars, because they went in my backyard. So I'm protesting this right now.
Okay. All right, thanks. Questions by council for Mr. Connolly?
I don't have no questions.
No questions, Mr. Mayor.
Wayne?
Jim, any questions?
No, not for Mr. Connolly, no.
Larry, any questions?
No.
Okay. So make sure I'm clear on this. So you got a notice?
Yeah, right here.
About for the front yard?
Front yard.
And you cleaned that up?
I cleaned it up, yes. And all that was left was my partial of my tree left. And when they took all my, the rest of it, about 6 feet of it, they had to, you know, buck it up, whatever they did. And I had a wedge, brand-new wood wedge in there to keep it from pinching the bar, and it disappeared. So I don't know, they took every, you know, took it all. So on that deal.
Okay. All right. Staff, do you have any comments?
Well, we don't steal. My contractor does not steal. We do not steal the fence. As you can see, this is the...
I did not say you stole the fence.
Yeah, so...
All right. As you can see, this is the deal. The picture's pre the contractor. And as you can see, we can clearly see the public hazard from a public right-of-way that's been removed. And the abatement card, when we did our initial deal, we did have a hazard in the front, but the abatement card is really good for 2 months during the process of this deal. Even if you have an abatement card, it should cover your whole property. And as we have done in the past, situations like this, we're not going to put another checkbox. We identify where the first hazard is, and then we move on. This is obviously a hazard. We're dealing with complaints. As you can see, the sidewalk had hazards upon it, and the fire hazard that was in the backyard. If his fence was up and we could not have seen it, then it would have been left. But since we can see this from the right-of-way, it was removed.
Well, when somebody steals something, though, and you can't put it back up, you know, that's going to cost me $100 now to fix the fence.
Okay.
And, never mind.
All right, thank you, Mr. Connolly.
Yep.
Any questions from staff? I mean, for staff from council on this?
Mr. Mayor, just a question for Chief Peabody and Captain Sykes. Do you have any other photos? It looks like, is that a pile of brush? And I see through the open fence there in the backyard. It's kind of hard to see.
Yeah, that's...
Right there where your arrow is?
Yeah, basically right there. That looks like the remains, the brush pile from the tree that was removed. It was moved into the backyard, and you can see all the debris that was left along the fence or along the sidewalk, clear out to the gutter line. That was cleaned up and removed as well. That's what it looked like prior to, and then...
That was just prior to abatement?
Yep.
That photo, okay.
And that was after the contractor completed the...
Post-abatement?
...the work.
Okay. All right. Do you have just those two photos?
Yes.
Okay. No, thank you, Chief. That's all I have. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you.
I just have one comment. The bill of $700 and something, about 25% of that is admin fee. So basically, the abatement cost is about $570, basically. Probably.
The abatement cost $610.
$610, then the administration fee on top of it, right?
Okay. Yes.
So.
Any questions, Jim?
Yeah. Fire Chief, you had talked about the notice that went out. You said that the notice is good for 2 months, which naturally I would think that would be the case because it would prevent people from moving one pile to another pile to another pile. But in there, does it talk about that it's not just the area that is noticed on that it is... areas in compliance throughout that time period?
What we do is we notice the parcel number on the property, which is the entire property.
Okay.
So, and then we point out, and we point out the objection, what we see at the beginning.
Right.
But the whole idea is to keep your property clean for the two-month period that this program takes.
But it's the entire parcel.
But we noticed the parcel, yes.
It's not a portion of the parcel, it's the entire parcel.
Right.
Okay.
Jeff, any questions for staff on this item?
Actually, I spoke with Wayne and Skip earlier, and they explained to me the situation. And had the fence not been down, they wouldn't have noticed that the backyard needed tending. So I talked to Mr. Conley, and I explained to him that situation. So unfortunately, it sounds like, a couple things bad, happened. It wasn't really anybody's intentions that it went that way. The only thing that I would suggest is that, we waive the administrative fee, because I do understand his, belief that, it does say the side yard. This is new to him, obviously. I don't think this has happened to him in the past, but that would be my recommendation, just to try to eliminate some of the cost.
Okay. All right. Anyone else wishing to comment on the weed abatement during this public hearing? And I apologize to Madam Clerk, I did not state the time when I opened the public hearing. Thank you very much. So, no other comments for the public hearing portion? All right, then we'll close the public hearing at 7:22. All right, so we have some public input. Staff, would you like to respond to council's comments?
I'm available for any questions.
Okay. All right, pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, just I have a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, Mr. Conley, thank you very much for coming down and speaking your mind tonight. That's the whole purpose of the meeting, so glad you did that. Very good. And just some general comments and accolades to our fire professionals here. Chief Peabody and Captain Sykes do an amazing, just an awesome job with this weed abatement matter every year. Neither one of them signed on to the fire service to handle weed abatement, okay? Weed abatement is one of the many duties put upon the fire department, and they handle it, and they handle it very well. And both the chief and the captain are extremely fair in their approach to weed abatement. And Captain Sykes, I really appreciate all of your effort. I know it's a lot of work. It's an amazing amount of work. It's an incredible amount of hours that you put in to this project every year, as long as the chief's time involved also. But chief and the captain are more than fair and work with property owners constantly. And every year the list is whittled down. How many notices went up? Top of your head, chief, how many notices went out roughly?
463, I believe.
463 notices.
Yeah, it's come down a little bit.
Out of how many parcels total, roughly?
Oh, gosh.
2,300.
Okay, 2,300 roughly.
Yeah.
463 notices went out, and it's whittled down. I think I counted 19 parcels that have been abated. That's incredible when you think about it. And that's because the effort that the Willows Fire Department, our career staff here, puts into this, captain and chief. I just want to say, congratulations on a job once again, well done as always. They're more than, I just want to stress, they're more than fair with the property owners, and ample time is always given. Every circumstance is a little different. We have the staff information, Mr. Conley's comments, and the photos to work by. That, in my mind, was a hazard that needed to be abated, and it was abated. And that's really where I stand on it, and those are my opinions. So really, that's all I had to say. But gentlemen, thank you for all of your hard work on this task every year, and job well done overall. So thank you very much. And not everybody's thrilled to get an abatement bill, obviously. That's nobody's happy about that, but ample opportunities are given, and it was, in my opinion, a definite hazard situation that was rectified. So that's all I really had to say, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
All right.
I know the property pretty well. I jog by it, or I walk by it daily. The only comment I would have, kind of in line with Jeff said, I would be in favor of just maybe a parcel administrative fee waiver, not a full administration fee waiver. Otherwise, it was ample notice to the property owner. And if he wants to talk to me afterwards, I'll be willing to talk to you afterwards also. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Jim?
No, I'm good. My question was asked and answered.
Okay. Jeff, anything else?
I don't have anything further other than asking that we waive the administrative fee to try to make it a little bit less of a bite.
Okay. Staff, as far as that, if the council was to waive the administrative fee for Mr. Connolly, would we need to amend the resolution or just amend the attachment? Or just...
I think you just amend the attachment. Just have the administrative fee removed from that attachment.
Okay.
And the fee would be reduced by that much, $152.70.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, Jeff or Larry, is that something you want to pursue?
I would be in favor of that.
So you would make a motion to amend the attachment by reducing Mr. Connolly's abatement fee by the $152-something dollars administrative fee?
Want to go for it, Jeff?
Sure. Mr. Mayor, I'd make a motion that we waive the administrative fees of $152.70 for Mr. Connolly.
Okay. We have a motion to amend the weed abatement list. Everybody, do we have a second on the motion?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Williams, second by Councilmember Mello to...
And if I could, Your
sure,
Honor,
go ahead.
Before you conclude that action, just for the record, you would be amending attachment number 222.
Okay.
Attached to parcel 005-271-002. And you are removing the administrative fee of $152.70. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll wait for the clerk to catch up. Okay. Everybody clear on the motion on the floor?
Yes.
Okay. Discussion. What's so Jeff and Larry, you guys are in favor of that.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie and Jim, what are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, I see the frustration from Mr. Connolly on that, and I think in years past, based on you know, people coming forward and the circumstances behind it, you know, that we've waived these fees in the past, and I could see us waiving that fee this time too.
Okay. Gary, you have any?
Well, I agree with Jim. You know, like I said, I appreciate Mr. Connolly coming down and you know, stating his case. I don't see a problem waiving the administrative fee.
Okay.
Not a problem at all.
All right. So we're voting on amending the, we'll call it attachment B for shorthand purposes.
Okay. That's fine.
And so everybody's clear on the amendment?
Yep.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. The amendment to attachment B carries 5-0. Next item then is we have a resolution to actually go ahead and confirm the cost of the abatement and declaring them a special assessment. So, who would...
Mr. Mayor, may I interrupt for a second here? On the resolution, I would ask that it be read, the resolution of the City Council of the City of Willis confirming the cost of abatement as amended.
Okay.
Appreciate
Good
that.
Point.
Thank you.
All right, so anyone who makes a motion, please catch that a little bit. Who's going to go for it?
Mr. Mayor, I move that the resolution entitled A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Confirming Costs of Abatement as Amended and declaring them a special assessment be approved.
Second. We have a motion by Vice Mayor Hansen, second by Councilmember Yoder to approve the resolution next in line with the amendment. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Thank you, Mr. Connolly. I know this isn't probably not the resolution you had hoped for, but we hope it's at least better than nothing, for lack of a better phrasing. We're sorry for the difficulties.
you've encountered.
I can come down and talk about it, but I can't, you know, you guys.
Okay, but thank you for coming tonight, though. All right, next item on tonight's agenda, we'll come down to item 10, items introduced by council or staff for discussion purposes only. Steve, I'll let you start off with staff.
All right, thank you, Your Honor. Just a reminder, as of tomorrow, I will be out of town on vacation until August 9th. I will return to Willows. Tim will be the acting city manager, as we had stated before. Unfortunately, he is going to be out for 2 days during that period, August 3rd and 4th. I don't see a need to reappoint another manager in my absence. Natalie has been assigned responsibility for the administrative responsibilities and duties to maintain City Hall and the functions here, and if there are any circumstances that require my attention, I'm sure that she has my personal contact information and can get in touch with me immediately, and I will make myself available both of those days to make sure that I am available in the event that there's a circumstance that requires my attention. So just so everybody knows that in advance.
Okay.
Also, my understanding in having some discussions with some council members that we may not have a quorum for the August 11th meeting, so I'm just asking if we can confirm that. We can cancel the meeting, but I understand that there's a potential that three of you are not possibly going to be here on August 11th, so if that's the case, if you could tell us now, we can cancel the meeting, and when I get back, we will likely schedule a special meeting, closed session, for follow-up on the city manager recruitment and appointment, but the regular meeting would be canceled on the 11th. So if that's the consensus of the council, we'll move forward in that direction.
Okay, how's it sound, guys? Sounds like vacation's interfering
with... Very, absolutely, very good.
Okay.
It's good news.
Don't think that I'll be, as we talked earlier, I don't think I'll be around that day either.
All right, so everybody good? Looks like we will not have our August 11th meeting. We will have a special closed session meeting shortly thereafter.
Yeah, well, as soon as I get back in town, I'll get in touch and work out a convenient date.
Okay.
I can't do it right now, but...
Okay.
And obviously, we need to have a discussion later to find out where we're headed.
Okay, thanks.
Thank
Anything
you.
Else, Steve?
That's it for staff. Thank you.
Okay. I'm very confident in the city clerk's abilities to manage the city. Since she's a mother of three teenagers, I think running the city administration would be a piece of cake. So I'm not worried in your absence. I'm more worried when Tim's in charge.
You should be, Mr. Mayor. We'll discuss martial law declaration.
Okay. As long as I get to carry a sword. All right. Nothing else from staff?
Nothing from staff, Your Honor. Thank you.
City Council, we'll start with the Vice Mayor. Anything you want to bring up for discussion purposes, Gary?
Nothing that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thanks. Larry, anything?
I have two comments. One is what Vince said about the podium.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a lot of City Council meetings, and yes, I agree with you. I thought this a long time ago. A lot of City Councils will have a podium kind of set back a little bit further towards the audience, and it's user-friendly, and I agree with you. So,
okay.
I'm sure council has seen this before, so maybe we could kind of think about down the road a possibility of something, either a podium there or further back, or just a microphone,
mm-hmm.
as other city councils do that, and it's user friendly. And I'm going to pick on you just for a minute, because you've been at city council a long time, and I noticed you were kind of a little nervous up there, and I thought, my gosh, if you could be a little bit nervous out there. I could just imagine anybody else getting up there. So, anyway.
I'm nervous no matter where the microphone is.
So.
I was more worried about the questions that I get.
Well, I was going to ask, what are those 4Ds?
Yeah.
So, the other thing, I just have a comment. You know, I work at the post office, and every day I'm outside working in the post office, and I see the Tower Theater. I wish somebody would abate or eradicate that building. And I know the councils in the past have looked into that. I know staff has looked into it, and I know they've done everything they possibly could about that tower building. And myself, I tried doing something about it, getting online, seeing what we could do with old buildings in the city. But it still stands. Mm-hmm. I wish somebody would go out there and plant a bunch of vines, like 150 vines, and water it every day, so the vines could crawl up along those buildings like they do in some of those cities, kind of help. That's all, just a comment.
Can't go to drought surcharge. I wondered what, when you're about, you're stating plant something, I was, you know, thinking about, we just missed the 4th of July opportunity.
Weed abatement issue with that.
But yeah, it sounds like a council consensus on trying out a podium.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Well, just to respond, we can look into that immediately. Tim, talk with the Public Works Director, but I think we can remove that platform and buy or create a podium that would stand there and attach right back to the sound system. That would be the easiest. It would just be higher and at eye level with the council. I would think that we could add a step to make it a little higher, but I'm reluctant to want to do that because you then would have ADA issues with that. We just completed our survey. So if we just keep it at floor level and attach the microphone, remove that thing, and put the podium right up adjacent to where the clerk is, I think that would address the issue. If everybody's good with that, we'll start working on that immediately.
Okay. Jim, you have anything for discussion purposes?
I don't. I don't have anything.
Okay. Jeff, anything?
I don't have anything. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I don't have anything else for discussion either. Next item.
Oh, Vince does, though.
Oh, Vince does? Please come to the microphone.
And sit down and state your name.
Skeeter Holtick. Deet. Drain. Dusk to dawn, and dress.
Okay. He Googled it.
For those of you who don't...
I guess my main concern is I'm glad that former Mayor Holtman did save himself there because we were on the verge of giving him an F for the lack of D.
And just for those in the audience, if you're not aware, he spontaneously received the nickname Skeeter when we appointed him to the mosquito abatement. Actually, it's the Vector Control District, I think it is, right? But, yeah, so. All right, next item will be council member reports. Vice Mayor Hansen, have you had a transportation meeting?
Finance Director Salisbury will be thrilled to know that we have had a recent County Transportation Commission meeting, and I have a thorough report just for him, actually. Yeah, we had a Transportation Commission meeting on Thursday, July 16th, and the Regional Transit Committee was canceled due to lack of agenda items. We did have a Transportation Commission meeting, routine business, nothing extraordinary at all to report, just very routine business and a short meeting. So there you go, Tim, just for you. And I kept it short. So, and that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Any questions from staff or Vice Mayor Hansen on the transportation? That looks like they're ignoring us. Okay.
Yeah, see how it is.
Yeah. Larry, you have anything to report out? Jim, anything to report out on?
No.
Jeff, anything?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. I have two items. Next LAFCO meeting will be, I think, August 10th. Haven't seen the agenda for that yet. And then as far as Library Board member Adrian Haler will be leaving the Library Board probably in September. She's retired from Glynn County Office of Ed and is moving back to her native Rhode Island. So there's going to be a vacancy coming up on that. So I'm thinking we probably need to set in motion the
initiate an advertisement. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll contact her, see if she can get her letter of resignation in as of such and such date so that we can get moving on the process.
If we could forward that to the clerk, we'll make sure that it gets advertised.
Okay. So that's all.
Then a committee, you want to appoint a committee. We'll bring it back on an agenda.
Yeah.
You can appoint a committee.
So figure that could be August 25th, we'll appoint interview committee.
That's fine.
So, and it looks like that's about it. We're coming to the end of our meeting tonight. We have one more item we're going to kick everybody out for in a few minutes, but we're going to go into executive session pursuant to Government Code 54954.3. The public will have an opportunity to directly address the council on the item listed on the executive session before we go into closed session. We're going to discuss public employee employment pursuant to section 54957B1, city manager. And as you know, we're recruiting for a new city manager.
So we're going to go in closed session in a few minutes on that, but if anyone wishes to address the council on that item, now's your opportunity. No? Okay, then. At 7:40, we'll take approximately five-minute break, and then we will go into closed session. Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight.